Coming up on 1:32 Afternoons with Aaron here on Kate Radio, and we're going to continue to preview fall sports teams. We did that last week. We got more interviews, a lot of interviews coming your way this week. Right now, we're going to talk a Tiger volleyball. Head coach, Yumberley volleyball team, Jamie Cameron. And Jamie, a good afternoon. Appreciate the time.
Good afternoon. Great to be here.
Now, Jamie, how long have you been the head coach of Yumberley volleyball?
Oh, I believe it's 4 years now.
4 years, okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
And what led you to be in the head coach? This is the first time that we've talked, so I'm trying to get some background on you. What are some of the things that got you to this point in life? Talk about, you know, where you went to college and after college, and just let us know a little bit about Coach Cameron.
Well, I've always had a passion for volleyball. Started at, you know, in high school playing in our church gym. You know, that's where we had volleyball and used to play leagues there. Then I got into a little competitive in Joliet, Illinois, where I grew up around that area, and got into some competitive sand leagues and things like that, and just kept growing as more and more of an interest. You know, it just grew from there. So I got coaching at younger levels, and then coaching club teams, and then it became, you know, I noticed that Yumberley had quite a turnover in coaches, and we needed some consistency there. So I wanted to step in and fill that role and try to create some consistency and help to build a program.
That's awesome. Now, Jamie, from a year one to year number four as a head coach, what have you learned the most about? We know players learn a lot of things, but we know coaches gain knowledge and experience year after year. What have you learned the most, or what's been the most beneficial, maybe a learning experiences in your first 4 years?
I think the most beneficial for me in my first 4 years of coaching is for at the varsity level especially, is the mental aspect of the game and trying to manage and handle that. And how we do that now is we create small goals, and we also have a set of core values for the whole program that we try to follow each and every time as we go into a match and as we practice and to do that. So we want to make sure we're putting forth our core values. And one of those that we're really focusing on this year is being positive, along with being always wanting more is another core value. We always want better. We always want to learn. We always want to grow. And whether it's every practice, whether it's every match, whether it's every scrimmage that we do, it's something that we're working to improve ourselves every single day.
Jamie Cameron, head coach, Yumberley volleyball here on Kate Radio. And Jamie, before we break down this year's Tiger volleyball team, last year, and I sound like a broken record because I say this, the same thing to every coach. It was a bizarre year. It wasn't a real whole season. We know that. There was no state tournament. There might have been a little postseason, maybe not for volleyball. I don't remember. But how did things go for the Tiger volleyball team, and what was a season that I think all coaches hope we never have to do something like that again?
No, we hope that we don't have to, because, I mean, it was a year of flexibility. Is what last year was, and this year is going to be somewhat, you know, the same with you know, a few quarantine issues, and then we had some injuries, and so we're still dealing with some of those things that we're going to just take it a day at a time and stay positive and look forward. Our last year we ended up with a 2-8 record, and we had 2 wins and 8 losses, but we really just grew from those things, and we're looking for an even better record this year.
Jamie Cameron, head coach, Tiger volleyball team. And Jamie, I don't know if you have a roster in front of you. Just kind of talk about the squad. If you don't, maybe some key players that make up this year's team.
We have Jordan Juveland, who is a middle and outside hitter for us. She's coming back to play for us, and she's a senior this year, and we look forward to great things from her. She's going to be coming hopefully off the injured list soon and as one of our key players. Also, Annika Veldman, she's a middle hitter, and she played strong for us against Owatonna. And we're looking forward to great things out of her as well. And she's a senior. And we also have, you know, a couple of other players, Ava Jensen, who's a strong outside, and she can also play middle because she's got a lot of talent. and passing abilities. And so, yeah, there's just, we have a lot of talent that we're putting together all the way around, and we're looking for forward to a great season.
After the first night, Friday night, you guys kicked off the season against Owatonna. Looked like some close matches. Owatonna wins 3-0. Your thoughts after seeing the girls play their first regular season matchup?
Well, it was one of those, like I was talking about a little bit earlier, as you know, staying positive and having some things just kind of thrown at you at last minute. Is during tryouts, we had Jordan Juveland, who got injured in the first, you know, first couple of days of tryouts, so that kind of threw things off. We were kind of expecting her to fill a role in the middle or outside, and then all of a sudden we're scrambling. And then the next, we were going to have another person fill that role for temporary to fill in for her, and then they got injured. So the Thursday before, we had somebody else practice in middle before they played on Friday. And they came out, and the whole team played strong, even though we had one normal starter quarantined from COVID at the same time. So we didn't have our full complement, you know, starting against Owatonna. But, man, they played strong, and they worked hard. And I was proud of them the way they played, and they dug a lot of balls, and they had a good showing. So it was. I'm really excited to see what it looks like when we got all of our starters together and plugged in.
Now, Jamie, you talk about again already some COVID issues, and you talk about an injury. This is, if there's any time of the season that you want this to happen, it's probably early on, and this gives you a chance to see what some other players can do.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. No, we have just a strong program. I think all the way from sixth grade through the 12th grades, you know, up to varsity level, there is 128 girls participating this season.
Oh, wow.
It has grown. Yeah.
That's awesome.
From our sixth grade all the way through varsity, you have 128 girls. I mean, our ninth grade team, we have 17 or 18 girls, and we have eighth grade, I think there's 18, and, you know, 10th grade is 14. So we have great participation. So there's, it's been growing and growing, and we have a large pool to pull from that. And we're looking forward to the seasons ahead, too, as we prepare players for the future in Albert Lea Volleyball.
Head coach Albert Lea Volleyball, Jamie Cameron, previewing his team right here on Kate Radio. I got to ask you, on Friday, to play in a gym with fans, with students cheering, that must have been so much better than what you had to do last year.
Oh, my gosh. The girls, you know, told me afterwards, she goes, it was so hard to hear each other on the court. And I said, that's fantastic, isn't it? And they said, yes, it's awesome. Instead of just the kind of the silent, you know, trying to, you know, have a few teammates on the bench. Because, I mean, last year you weren't even allowed to have, you know, your team stay and watch, you know, and do that.
That's
but
right.
To have the full complement that was there, and the parents that were there, you know, and just it just created so much enthusiasm and excitement for the sport. It was fantastic.
Now, Jamie, it looks like the next event for the team is not till Saturday. Are you guys involved in a tournament?
Yes, so we got all levels involved in our tournament, from our ninth grade all the way up through varsity.
And where are you headed on Saturday?
We're headed to the National Volleyball Center or Century High School, to both of those. So they're attached to each other.
So there's going to be a lot of volleyball played. How many matches do you think the varsity team will get in on Saturday?
We'll get in 4 or 5 from what I'm looking at the schedule. So we play Century, we play Austin, we play Glenville. So we're looking at some good teams that we're going to compete in, and we're looking to learn and grow as the season goes.
Jamie, before I let you go, when it comes to the Big Nine Conference, if you had to pick out a couple teams that you would say are the favorites to win the conference, what schools would that be?
Well, it would be Northfield. You know, they have a strong showing, and they're a large school to boot in Big Nine. Northfield and usually Mayo, Rochester Mayo, really gives a strong showing, too. So either one of those two for the conference is going to be, you know, I think a tight fit there.
Jamie Cameron, head coach Albert Lea Tiger volleyball team, joining us here on Kate Radio. Jamie, thank you so much for the time. We'll be in touch a bunch this fall season, and thank you for previewing your team on Kate.
You're welcome, and glad to hear that volleyball is out there, and we had great stands, and we look forward to seeing you at our next home event.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. All right, bye now.
Jamie Cameron, head coach, Albert Lee Volleyball here on Kate Radio as we continue previewing fall sports teams.